Blog Talk Radio.
It's your boy Chill Gizzy, man. FirstFanRadio.com, man. I got special guests joining us tonight, man. My man Navi Nice, man, from ATL's First Family, man. They putting it down, man. Y'all might have seen him all over the web, man. Him a spaceship, man. All over the web, man. World star. I mean, they regulars there, man. So, you know what I mean? I thank y'all for tuning in, man. We about to rock out.
First Fam West Radio with Mr. Illustrates and DJ Chuck Massacre. We are Duck Industries Mixtape Series.
Hey, he never got worried about me.
I
got
four young boots. Hey,
I'm trying to set cheddar, we call him Miss Wendy. I'm searching for money, you searching for pussy. We are so opposite, nigga, we different. Fooling with Hannah, we off in that fountain. She like the snow powder, I like the smoke counter. But she like the second, so I just said fuck it. I'm smoking that pussy, get all off in public. I have no stashes, I keep it in storage. Women don't care about they motherfucking poets. Throw it once to them, my nigga, he know it. Homie start busting like he was in war. I am that nigga, same nigga inside. You like to switch it up, I kinda try. I cannot be you, cause nigga, you cry. I cannot trust you, cause niggas, you lie.
Okay, all right. I'm going to go ahead and take some calls. I'm sorry about that, y'all. You know what I mean? We having technical difficulties, man. They trying to shut us down. You know what I mean? But since we here, we live, I'm going to go ahead and take the first call. We got to call out the 309 area code. Just for the listeners out there, let everybody know who you are, where you're calling from. 309-415.
309.
All right, this is what we're going to do. Just for everybody that got something that was told to call in and that was going to speak, I need y'all to press 1. That lets me know on the ID queue who wants to speak, and we're line you up in that order. So, all right, the first caller we got right here is out of the area code 224-227. Let everybody know who you are, where you're calling from. And what you want to share with us?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This be the assistant Grand Sheik Bet El, the royal family, representing the almighty nation of Moorish and Moabitess people of America.
Peace. Welcome to the show, bro.
You say what, sir?
I said welcome to the show.
Ain't no questions. Ain't no questions. Always a pleasure to do these shows and speak to the many listeners who are listening, hold an intelligent, an intellectual conversation with my brothers and sisters about things that need to be done and some of the problems and hurdles that we face, that we're facing in each community, and hear some of the difficulties that swans are facing, you know, all over these quote-unquote United States of America.
Hold on, I just want to take like 2 more calls. We got. I know this Sandra right here online. We got you online, Sandra.
Yes, you do. I'm right here, and my artist is also online, Zakir King Zakir Bey.
King Zakir Bey. Do we got Zakir on the line right now? You there?
Zakir is on the line.
What's going on with you, homeboy?
What's the drawing, self? How you doing?
We maintaining, man. You know, I'm glad we got everybody on the line, man. Before we even start, you know what I mean, I'm going to go around the room. I want to ask the question of, you know, you know, how does hip hop or the music that's being, you know, promoted today influence the youth, you know, into, you know, the violence that's going on in each inner city, you know what I'm saying? Do you think that the music that's being produced and put out right now is the major influence that's causing all the violence amongst some of the, you know, children and teenagers and adults in Chicago and, you know, various inner cities? What's your opinion on that? Matter of fact, what's your opinion on that, for that matter, Zakir?
Well, my opinion is on it is I truly know that either way it goes will be violence. However, music does have a strong influence because of spirits that's involved in it. And then, and those spirits support and give off an energy that condones a lot of things that's incorrect, because falsehood is convenient to everyone. So everyone becomes more acceptance to that type of energy. It's convenient for them. It's easier. So if those, and, you know, just as far as the DJs and other radio stations and clubs and mothers and, you know, everyone has their children listening to that. So it's like everyone's, it plays an active role into supporting something like that. It's not enough individuals that have something that's going to pierce or cut through the falsehood with truth. And that's where I come in at and give them the raw, with the truth.
So. Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. I appreciate that. And, you know, I just want to, when I bring up these two artists' names, you know, I'm not, you know, bashing or anything like that, but it seems like, you know, Chief Keef and Lil Durk, you know, been coming up in headlines with, you know, related to a lot of violent activity in the city of Chicago. Like, what's some of your opinions, you know, what's your opinion on those type of rappers? And, you know, do you think that they have a great influence on the youth?
Yeah, of course. I personally think that they're two very creative individuals that just need a little bit more direction in regards to adults and those, like, better guidance, you know, because, you know, it's I understand that, you know, a lot of individuals that are young, that's young and involved with the older crowd, a lot of those individuals don't even want to deal with the younger crowd like that. So therefore, you know, this, a lot of people turn their back on them, and they're so wild, you know what I mean? The youth is very wild, and I bear witness to that. However, if they just had a little bit more direction, more of a team that's supporting the good things, or more supporting saving lives or whatnot, they would do that. But if they don't, you know, they're just doing what they want to do. So.
Yeah, true. I agree with you on that, man. Now, you know, like me, I just recently seen an article where I think one of the members of Chief Keef's entourage was shot, you know what I mean? And,
yeah.
You know, the young brother lost his life, you know what I mean? I just think, you know, it comes a time where, you know, us as black, you know, men, women, you know, I mean, we need to stand up and stand together. And it's a hard thing to do, man, you know, when you have so much negativity out there promoting it, you know what I mean? Because, like, you know, I got a friend, he was I'm going to bring him on in a minute, you know, he makes shirts, and he had a shirt on that kind of really, you know what I mean, made some sense. I'm going to let him speak on that, you know, but that's later on. But the whole thing, man, is trying to eliminate, you know what I mean, the negativity, man, in the music, man, and try to uplift the youth, man. And that's one of the things we try to strive here at First Fan Radio. And it's a pleasure to bring everybody on to speak on their behalf and, you know, on their city, man, on, you know, ways to do it, you know what I mean? And all of us that's on this line tonight, man, have that great influence over our communities,
right,
man. And the only way we can make that thing work is by, you know, sword sharpening sword.
Mm-hmm.
Now, King Zakir, his music is still uplifting
yeah.
for the youth.
Yeah, go
ahead. I utilize my music as a tool to give a better direction on how to handle things, because we all represent, you know, what we are. our upbringing, our background, and everything, but there's a lawful way to do everything. And any justified decision is a righteous decision. There's got to be a meaning behind it. I utilize the tools. I mean, I have a real youthful following as far as in the Mecca in Chicago. And I've used that tool on a number of occasions to bring in more brothers into our circle. You know what I mean? And shut up. Like, you know, like I was just talking to my brother today, just an hour ago, and just tell him, like, we always telling each other that we got to stick together, but a lot of us put ourselves in situations where it causes chaos and confusion within our circle because of little money things, little money issues, or one individual not liking the other. And my music basically tells you how to keep that from happening, because my circle is extremely tight. And we have grown larger because of the individuals who we commune with that has that same influence on the brotherhood. I may have 20 or 30 brothers, but my brother may have 20 or 30 brothers, and another brother may have 20 or 30 brothers. By the time we get together, we about 100 strong. And the music has such a great impact, because that's what brought us together. He do this, he does this music, and we featuring on each other's music. And we hot and talented artists, you know what I mean? If we talk about things that's going to uplift us, you can't do nothing but accept it. You know, you come strong with it. You know, just symbolize the five high principles. That's love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice. You can't exercise the fifth principle without breaking the four principles that came before that. That wouldn't be just. You know what I mean? So it's an order of things. So that's what we have to exercise. We got to learn how to be more acceptance to truth instead of falsehood. Drawing off emotion ain't the right thing to do. We just got to be logical with each other.
Real spell. I want to go back real quick to the first caller we was talking to, and I want to ask him his opinions on what we was just discussing. Are you there, 224, 227?
Yes, sir. It's Bell. Yes, sir. You know,
I had to make sure it was my boy. This is my boy right here. My bad, Bell. You got the floor, bro.
Yes, sir. You know, I was just listening. And one of the things that I always like to say is ones can't be held accountable if ones are not knowledgeable. They're not put in tune with how one should carry themselves or the message that they deliver, you know. And a lot of those brothers, like Lil Durk and Chief Keef, two examples over the influence of some of the violence that's going on in Chicago right now, they're being a message that they bring. You know, the message that they're bringing is violence, gun toting, selling drugs, fucking thoughts. You draw because growing up in Chicago, ones know that that's just a lifestyle that was acceptable to everyone. This is no secret. Every year, every 5 years, every decade, there's a cycle of a new Chief Keef or a new Lil Durk. And there's no question about that. The problem isn't Chief Keef or Lil Durk. The problem is the message that's being given to the young Chief Keefs and the young Lil Durks before they become Chief Keef or Lil Durk. That's what the problem is. And I just spoke on this previously when we were talking, when I said it takes one's position of power, and I'm referring to my brothers in this almighty nation of Moors and Moabitess people of America, who are in a position of power to be generals, who are generals and assistant grand sheiks, who can reach out and touch these young brothers while they're young, or they're missing fathers in the home, or they're missing mothers in the home, whatever the demonstration may be, and give them the measure that the number one has outlined, and the program that the number one has outlined for ones that ones find to be truth. To be truthful and to be righteous, because one of the things that I have a problem with is we get brothers and sisters who feel like this knowledge that the number one has given us, and the knowledge that we have from Prophet Nobuju Ali through the number one, they feel like it's a secret, or it's already held close to their chest. When these young guys are out here doing the things that they're doing, they're looking for somewhere to belong to. They're looking for something to belong to. Now, how and all one's got to do is grab a hold of them and give them what we have learned, what's been given to us to help save us. That the information that the Prophet Nobuju Ali has given ones to save a nation. You draw, and the ability, because I got so many thoughts running through my head. Pardon, Juan.
No
the
problem.
Ability to, the ability to reach out to these brothers and sisters is going to take a major step, like number one did many, many, many years ago when he went in front of Congress. It's going to take federal funding. See, what one's got to understand is we're not operating folly. That's why I don't want to associate myself with anyone who's operating folly, anyone that's causing destruction, chaos, or who's using a tongue, which is the most evil, wicked thing in the world, the tongue, who's using a tongue to promote violence or to promote chaos. Because what happens is ones are not able to go in front of these people who have this money, these federal grants, and ask them for the money, because they're going to say, no, you guys are associated with violence, with chaos. You're not trying to trying to build a nation or whatever the demonstration may be. We take leaders from each state, and we go to Congress and we try to convince them to give ones funds so we can do something big. We can promote our music. We can create programs for our children, our young men and women, college funds to send our young thinkers and our baby geniuses, to the correct colleges they need to go to, and to receive the correct schooling that they need to go to learn these foreign languages. You know, give them what we never had, but we are able, the ones are able to learn from, and then the stumbles that we've made, or ones have been incarcerated, or ones know how it felt to not have anyone there, or whatever the demonstration may be, we able to learn from that, and then we able to give them what ones never had, period. See, everyone wants to make it seem like that the formula to eradicating the infidels and stopping the violence and the chaos is hard, when in all actuality, it's not hard. What it is it's a lack of effort from those who say they are righteous coming together. That's all it is. Ones get together, put a blueprint together in accordance with the CP program, and everything will fall into place. Now, don't get me wrong. There are going to be ones who listen to this before when I've spoken on it. There's going to be ones who are not going to want the peace. They're not going to want things to be nice and for people for ones to harmonize, for the Vice Lord Nation to harmonize with the GD Nation and the Ambrose and the Gangsta 2-6 to get along. One's not going to want that, because in operating that chaos and that folly, they've made a ton of money. Why would you want peace if you've made a ton of money and you're feeding your family off of chaos? And the reason why they wouldn't want that is because they do not have the ability to use tunnel vision and see into the future how prosperous things can be for generation after generation after generation after generation. The time starts right here with us. Ones are upset. Our family's being killed. Now it's becoming, quote-unquote, black-on-black crime is becoming so huge. It's becoming so huge now. That no one trusts no one at all, period. And it all boils down to music. If we want to take it religiously for a second, a lot of the world believes in the Bible. Well, in the Bible it says that Lucifer was the angel of what? Music. The angel of music. If Lucifer was the angel of music, and then when he fell from grace of God and became Satan and became his demonic presence, you think he lost his musical touch? No. He didn't lose his musical touch. What he did is he used it to influence, wants to do his dirty work.
Modified.
And so and when you're riding in the car, well, a perfect example, because I know a ton of us have been inside a club when, Nook, if you buck. Wow, Nook, if you buck. Now you see everybody moving around. You know, they shaking their legs. They smacking their fists against their hand. And they looking at their brother or sister that's next to them in the club, because it's not a white person. They looking at their brother or sister that's next to them in the club, and they plotting on which one they for the knock out.
Yep.
Just off the influence of listening to that music.
We got a couple callers calling in. To,
ain't no question.
So if you could just hold that for me real quick.
Ain't no question. Go ahead, sir.
Caller. We got a caller out of the 309 area code. We're going to get to you in a second, but we're going to go to 609 real quick and ask this caller, let everybody know who this caller is and where they call it from. 609-462, you live, First Man Radio.
What's up, First Fan?
What's going on with you, fam?
Everything's I'm
you breaking up. Hello? All right, we're going to take another call. You live, First Fan Radio.
How you brothers are doing? This is Brother Muhammad Smith Bay, and I was just tuning in because it interested me about all the names I've seen on there that want to speak to the youth, and I'm just here to let the brothers know that I'm living in the midst. I'm in the den, okay? And these young brothers out here, they're killing each other over grass, over weed, over something alive, grow from the ground. And I just want to speak on that because a lot of brothers say they have their ear to the ground and actually don't. I'm out here living in the streets talking to these brothers, trying to get them to correct themselves by the word of Allah. Allah knows all. The thing about it is these brothers, they don't read. Okay, they don't write, and they don't educate each other. We try to educate these brothers, but we don't take the time to give them the details. Okay, we have to get into the details of these things so they can understand why they do what they do. See, these brothers out here doing the things that they do because they are taught things by brothers who only have self in mind. Is we as a people should stand together, and we'll live together, and we'll survive together. But individuals, because you have too many eyes out there, and all they want is what they want for I. But it's not I, brother, it's we. And we need to stand together as we and not I. No big eyes, no little U's. We need to teach these brothers and sisters the reason why they are here killing each other. You understand? For this 5-point star, for this 6-point star. The star of David is the star of the Jews. The 5-point star is all seen out of Allah. Okay? These brothers was taught that 5-point star and that 6-point star, you should be enemies. But what they don't understand is that 6-point star is two tribes, the man and the woman, put together. That's unity, brother. But they're not taught that. They're not taught that 5-point star, that's the all-seeing eye of Allah. That's the eye that watches over us to preserve us, not to take us away. You see, they draw off their lower self because that's all they taught. It's not just about drugs. It's an ideology that was put into these young brothers, and it's been going on for generations and generations. And see, the brothers that's out there that's running these devils, they want to keep it that way, brother, because it influences other little brothers to do the same thing, and that keeps them going in the idiocy, you know what I'm saying? It's just plain stupidity that they want to keep going because they survive off the stupidity. They make their living off the blood and the sweat of these young brothers and sisters is how they survive. Now, these are the devils in our midst. And see, us brothers who know better, we should be standing up and pointing these devils out. Because once you pull on the veil off of the devil and you recognize him, you can stand on his neck. Okay, the devil has no control over us, brother. We give him power. He has no power.
Definitely. We got the calling in out there, 609 again, 462. Let everybody know who you are, where you calling from. We can't hear you. You sound like your mic or something muffled. Your phone, speaking to the phone.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yes, yes.
All right, brothers. Peace, everyone. Peace.
Peace.
My name is S, and I'm calling out of Trenton, New Jersey. And I'm definitely feeling what I'm hearing, but what I would like to hear is ideas. First of all, I don't have the answer. But I would like ideas on a blueprint from a grassroots. Everybody's speaking about what the problem is and what we, you know, and if brothers do know to give this information at a grassroots level, when you're at a point where you have thousands of black men that are two-time felons, four or five kids, back against the wall, no job, nobody wants to hire them. This is before we talk street beefs and what's going on outside of the home. So what is a grassroots blueprint to these men? What are these men and women supposed to do? The numbers are alarming. That's my question.
Well,
can I answer,
can
brother?
I speak on that?
Oh, okay. Yeah, go ahead, John. Hello?
Go ahead, Sandra. You can speak.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I know what I'm doing. I know exactly what I'm doing. I'm actually counseling. I'm reaching out to everybody that needs any type of help. If you need education, if you need spiritual, I have a team of men around me. I have where I can direct them if they need spiritual, if they need education, if they need to know where to go to a homeless shelter. I'm contacting all of them. Huh?
Pardon, sister. Pardon.
Oh, okay. I know what I'm doing, and that's the first step that we have to do is step out there, start telling these people, yes, you can come to me. I have brothers hitting me up where they've gotten into an argument with their girl over something stupid. You know, I'm counseling all of my people, and if they need assistance, like they don't know where to go, if they just got kicked out of their place, I'm calling these shelters for them. I'm trying to guide them if they want spiritual, if they whatever it is, I'm there to help them. I'm putting my hand out there and I'm letting everybody know they can contact. Everybody is contacting me, and I like I said, I have a team of men around me that I direct them to. If it's spiritual or if it's some type of leadership,
it's not spiritual. They're hungry. They're in trouble. They're back against the wall. They have warrants. They're cased up, thousands with kids. The kids are hungry. And counseling? What are we talking about? And what do you mean? Where are they supposed to go for this? What is the counseling going to do about that situation?
Can I address this brother from Trenton? Can I address this brother from Trenton? My brother, mm-hmm. I'm out here in America. As far as what's the problem, where it's coming from, when you talk about outside of the household, you cannot talk about outside of the household because let me give you the blueprint. First of all, the enemy, first and foremost, period. I'm gonna give you two enemies, okay? I'm gonna give you two enemies for our people, and they're equal enemies. One of the enemies, in no particular order, is the federal government. That's one of the enemies, and the second enemy is self. That's the second enemy. The second enemy itself. And I'm going to explain that to you. The federal government put a plan in, implemented the plan a long time ago to keep black people beneath their feet, period. And when they implemented that plan, I don't need to go into details because what's understood don't need to be explained. When they implemented that plan, what they did is they passed it down from generation to generation to generation to generation to make sure it keeps going. They want to make sure it never ends at all, period. And what they did is they took what I like to refer to as the house nigger. They took generations of the house nigger, and they said, you know what? Your father and your grandfather help us keep the niggers in line. So what we're going to do is we want you to have the same role. We want you to do the same thing. We want you to keep the niggers in line. So what they do is they take people out of our community, give them money or give them a position of power, and they keep their foot on our neck. And what ones do, succumbing to the circumstance that's going on in the household, is they feed into the foolery. That's why I said this is very simple. They feed into the foolery because it's easier to feed into foolery as opposed to fixing the problem. It's a lot easier. It's easier to go out and steal as opposed to working for it. Why go work for it when you go steal? Why go get a 9-to-5 and get on the corner and sell this drug?
It's way more convenient. Ain't no question. And then let me tell you how cold the federal government is, our enemy, the federal government. My brother, let me tell you how cold they are. Here's what they do. The matriarch of the household is who? Matriarch of the household is the woman. You draw? The matriarch of the household is the woman. The strong black woman, because black women are extremely strong, and a lot of them just don't know it. The strong black woman. And if you want to destroy your enemy, because the enemy to the federal government is not the black woman. The enemy to the federal government is that strong black man. And the potential that strong black man has if he's allowed to be innovative and allowed to be creative. So what you do is you attack him with his – you attack him from inside. You attack him inside with his in his household. You attack his lifetime partner, which is the black woman. And you tell her and you convince her, one, not to love herself. Put the blonde wig on, wear the color contacts, and lighten your skin up. That's the first thing you do. Second, you give her government assistance, low-income housing, Section 8, cash assistance, and you give her the option to have child support. And on the legal side, if she get in an argument at all with her mate and he puts his hands on her, grabs her to restrain her, whatever, while she's in her feelings, she has the option to call the police and have him locked up for just yelling at her for a domestic dispute. You draw? So when you give her, when you make her believe that she no longer needs the black man in order to survive, what happens is she starts to, after decades and decades of them trying to make this happen, what she starts to do is start to look at the black man like he's worthless. So that's how we become our own enemy, because then, therefore our young men are not allowed to be raised by their fathers like they're supposed to be raised by their fathers. And you know what they start to do, my brother? If they're being in the household and they're not conscious enough, because they're a child and they're learning, they're not conscious enough to know not to do feminine things, guess what he started doing? He started switching his neck just like he see his mama do. Because his father's never been in the household. He starts switching his neck like he said his mama do. When his mama stand a certain way, he starts standing in that feminine manner. You drunk? Instead of going out and becoming a man that uses his hands, what he does is he starts figuring out ways to start sewing. You draw? Let me get into fashion. Let me get into all the things that's feminine and as woman-like, as opposed to things that are man-like. And what you have done successfully is you've destroyed a household completely. See, the federal government, what they do is they bag up off of us. They bag up off of us because we succumb to the BS too easily. We succumb to the BS too easily. So those who our enemies are, and you want to know the blueprint and the plan on how to fix it and how to fix the problem that we have with violence and everything, because everything, like I said, started from the household. You want to figure out the way to start the plan, we'll find somebody for you, my brother, that's in Trenton, New Jersey, where you are, who's a member of the multitude, and we'll give you the blueprint for that outline. We'll welcome you to the Almighty Nation of Morris and More About His People of America. We'll give you that blueprint so you can study that blueprint that's given to us by the number one himself, Chief Malik, or otherwise known, if you don't know him by that name, Jeff Ford, who got his teachings and his understanding from the Prophet Noble Jew Ali, and under the direction of more science to understand your history and know where you come from. And then when you receive this message and get the answers that you need, and you become a fellow of this multitude, and you come up under the wing and the folds and the grass of love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice of the multitude, then what you can do is you can stand hand in hand with us when we go in front of Congress and we demand money, because it takes finances in order to raise this nation. We're going to need money. We're going to need money. So there's the answer to your question.
I don't want to cut nobody off. We got a couple more callers calling in that might want to chime in on it.
I appreciate that. That was powerful right there.
44 area code 304 live on First Man Radio. Anything you want to say? Go ahead and say it and let anybody know who you are recording.
How you doing? This is Chief Kamar, national spokesman for the Almighty Black Soul Society of Public Radio. I want to say what the brother said makes sense as far as the enemy. In fact, our show on the Almighty African Lions radio show topic this week is America's number one enemy of black organizations. And we don't forget that. We get angry at the brothers. Can y'all hear me clearly?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, we can hear you, sir.
Okay. It was the government of America who destroyed Marcus Garvey. It was the government of America who destroyed Fred Hampton. It was the government of America who destroyed Malcolm X from his teacher and leader, and Abdul Aziz Muhammad. You know, we blame, you know, Farrakhan, and we blame, you know, the nation, but Malcolm X was poisoned in Egypt. He was never poisoned in America. You know, he's poisoned in Egypt, and the government put out a hit on him. Elijah Muhammad told him to leave a man alone, so the FBI is responsible for killing Malcolm X. And then they put the facade out there, okay, well, now get away from Elijah Muhammad's version of Islam, and the true Islam is in Arabia. And I asked how so, but Malcolm really told a lie in the sense he said that he didn't see racism in Mecca. Why is that so when there was slavery right there in Saudi Arabia? Arabs enslaved blacks right there in Saudi Arabia. And it shows racism in Islam is the fact that Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, said, you know, he heard the footsteps of Bilal going to paradise before him. He said, respect wisdom wherever it comes from, even if a man's skin is like soot and his hair is like dry raisin. So we know they were racist. The Arabs are racist to this day and have no respect for black people. The same Arabs that we call ourselves running to the Orthodox Islam are the same ones that bring drug paraphernalia. They have crack pipes right in their store, in their gas stations and convenience stores. You know what I'm saying? So that version of Islam is not a friend to black people. And what Malcolm was saying was so off base. You know, I love Brother Malcolm, but that would not do anything for black people, because look what it did to Africa. It was that version of Islam that destroyed Africa. So Africa was weakened, over 1,000 years prior to the white man coming in 400 years ago. It was weakened by the Arab. He taught the European to enslave us. He taught them how to do it. So there was a transatlantic slave trade and a trans-Sahara slave trade. So now you have in prison the fastest growing religion is Islam, but not in the sense of what Elijah Muhammad was teaching, which was black pride, or what Noble Drew Ali was teaching, was, you know, having your own nationality. You know what I'm saying? They taught, you know, they teach them to follow an Arab. You're not a true Muslim unless you speak Arabic, you know. So the government of America is, you know, responsible for, you know, orchestrating that. And his son, Wahaz, he was nothing but an Arab Afrikaner. So, you know, you have this crisis now. So Elijah Muhammad was Dr. Garvey. You know, he was a Garveyite, and then he added religion to it, but it was totally different. His Islam was totally different than what Arabs teach. So we have to get to that. We have to understand who our enemy is, and from America, and the mindset of white people is the enemy of black people. You have to understand that. The mind. I'm not saying there's not some good white folks, but I don't want to say good white people who do good, but the mindset that they have is the enemy. Because if you find one that you call good, ask them their white privilege and see how you respond. So the one thing we got to know who our enemy is. It's like if you're a diabetic, you can't be eating Snicker bars all day long and think that you're not going to necessarily have, you know, consequences. So we have to understand what our enemy is and begin to teach that. And they set up circumstances. Young people are victims.
Okay,
they're not the enemy. They're victims of a racist system.
I'm going to go back to Dave real quick, man. I appreciate you coming. I'm trying to, you know, give everybody time to quote him real quick, man. Babe, you still there? Huh? Brother Bayel.
Okay, I'm going to go out to King Zakir. You there, brother?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Anything you want to, you know, comment on what was said by the gentleman out of New Jersey?
Man, I think
about,
the problem
about what
is,
we doing now, you know what I mean? I think he had a valid, solid point, and, you know, I see we
yeah,
got a couple other
had
people.
Yeah, he had a valid point, and we... The one thing that, you know, he was speaking about was the eye thing. And what's very important with all of us is that we have to understand that a lot of us, including myself, maybe other individuals on this phone were were influenced on Christianity or something that was introduced to us before we accepted the Almighty Nation of Morris from All Bodies People of America. And you can imagine that influence that that has on the world, the impact as far as for Christianity or Islam as a religion or other entities or religious groups or as far as beliefs that practice on finding the source of the creator outside of them instead of inside of them. And it starts with self. And it's not enough examples that's on the forefront that's symbolizing what's needed for us as a race of people, because we need Islam. We need as far as with men being a more accepting, proclaiming, whatever, our belief system, our structure needs to be that in order to bring back that masculinity that's needed for all of us. Because it's the demasculinity of all of our brothers, and especially our sisters, both of them, on both ends. It's horrible, man. And I'm not here to sit there and be like, oh, it's okay that it's like that, that it's happening. Times are getting worse. But we still, as the individuals that we are, still have to, you know, just be that example. We have to be the message that we bring in. You know, hopefully, you know, we got to understand that it's not, everyone's not going to change. We have these individuals, we have these people in the world. You got 10 people, it's for example. If I get into a fight, you got 3 people that's in your clique, right? You got 3 people that's in your clique. You got 10 individuals that's outside of that go against you all. Only thing you needed was 3 individuals to basically just annihilate those 10 individuals, because the truth was with those chosen few. Now, it's not going to, if it's us, it's give or take, if it's 1,000 or 2,000 of us, that could move hundreds of thousands of individuals or people. You know what I mean? It's not going to be all of us. You know, we can rip our hearts out trying to sit there and change everyone's perspective on something, but we're not. However, we can just fix what we can within us, ourselves, and the individuals that's around, and we can touch as many people like that. And, you know, continuously unite the individuals, unite the people, unite the little brothers and sisters. You know, I have people that come up to me all the time, and they're always asking questions in regards to Islam, Allah, you know, and what's your affiliation with the Moors or with the nation? You know what I mean? Those individuals, they hold on to older names. They're not following nothing. We have the literature that we can be able to provide those people. As long as we're doing what we need to do on our 360-degree circumference, all will be well, because we won't be affected by a lot of the things that's being affected by a lot of people that don't have no type of knowledge.
And I appreciate that right there, brother. You know, I can rock with you on that, man. However, I just want to go to the next caller, too, because we playing with the time here. Princess Sandra, you still there?
He came at me talking about, well, what's that counseling? What I said, if he would have been listening to everything that I did say, what I said was, if they need a job, then I get them to the people that they need to get to get that job. If they need help filling out an application, I cannot just hand him a job. But what I can do, as I said, but he wants to attack the counseling, because some people need to be uplifted, period, spiritually or whatever. Now, whatever they're coming to me for, that's what I bring to them. And I get them the assistance they need. That's what I said.
That's true right there. You know how I feel about that, Sandra. Look, I know Mr. Smith Bay is still, what is it? Are you there, brother?
It's mine. I'm here, brother.
You got anything you want to comment on? I know we kind of took it from you right there. I was trying to give everybody
explore time. Well, me being a child from Chicago, I'm born and raised on 54th and Halsted, so it's like I was speaking on. I'm in the midst, and I know of these brothers they're speaking on, and these same brothers in these same organizations, they're spread countrywide, brother. We're talking about from here to Mississippi, And these same ideologies that all these kids got, they got from one place, okay, south side of Chicago. And the reason why they do what they do is because they're not educated. We talk about the government. That's fine and well. But these kids are not concentrating on the government. They're concentrating on the teachings that was handed down to them by brothers my age and the brothers who came before us. You understand? I'm a prodigy of these same streets, and I understand what they're saying. And what they're saying is the same thing they were taught. And the only thing I was speaking on was the things that they were taught need to be corrected, because everything that they learned, they actually learned from the book, which is the book of Quran. Noble Ju Ali never preached violence, brother. He's salvation, okay? But they're using the teachings of the Holy Prophet, you know, for all these evil deeds. And what I'm trying to say is that we need to take these brothers and sisters who learn these evil things and teach them the righteous. And things will change around because Allah is love. That's what we need to do. We don't need to preach to the brothers and sisters. We need to teach the brothers and sisters. Each one teach one.
I know we got people from a little bit from everywhere right now, man. So I'm trying to get everybody on the line. If you got something you want to chime in and say, hit the one. We'll definitely get to you. Bay L, man, are you there, brother? I'm coming back around.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. We're back at you, brother.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Just a response to that brother when he was talking about the teachings of the Holy Prophet. That demonstration that I just gave about the Almighty Nation of Moors and more about the people of America, all the corrections and everything that needs to be done is outlined by the number one, by the Son, and that information is easy to obtain. All ones have to do is get in tune. All ones have to do is get in tune with myself or with anybody at all, period, that you think you may be in tune with who can get in touch with me. If ones is in tune with the Sister Sandra, who does a great job of uniting and making sure that ones are in communication with each other. Get in tune with that sister, she'll put you in tune with me, and I'll find out who's close to wherever yourself is, and make sure that AGS, that general, or that GS reach out to yourself and make sure that you get the material that you need and make sure that ones is in tune, because this is what it takes. You talk about correction, that's the correction that it takes. It takes ones who are fed up with the violence and the chaos to come together and use the program that the CP outlines for one under the direction of this program and the teachings from the Prophet Noble Ju Ali. You draw. So everyone wants to know what's the answer. How can we figure it out? What can we do? What's the blueprint? X, Y, and Z. It's completely outlined in this program, in the CP program. It's completely outlined in the CP program. All Duan's got to do is open the eyes and read. That's all it takes. And follow the program. You follow the program and don't venture off and get into and dwell into your lower self and get into what you want to get into, and use the teachings that's given to you and learn how to use them in certain situations, depending on what that situation is, then all will be well. The one thing that I always learn about being a member of this here demonstration is when I go somewhere and I'm talking around these unconscious brothers and sisters, and they listen to one's talk, and the knowledge is spewing from my tongue. They, oh, man, X, Y, and Z, walked the bill. One thing I noticed that no matter where members of the Almighty Nation of Moors and Moabitish people of America go, ones want to be just like us, period.
Yes,
no and, it's a bust about it. Without a doubt of contradiction, ones want to be just like self. And then once they do is when they hear one something, they want to know, how do I come about knowing what you know, X, Y, Z, what the man. And then that's how one's drawn, one's able to give them that measure what the CP program is. You know, because it's just too easy to game bang and get into things and say, that's what a lot of these cats doing. They just want to say they hard and they want to look good in front of the chick that they like, or
they want to get into it with so-and-so off of Green or whatever, or off of Prairie, whatever the demonstration may be, man.
Trying to get their clout up.
Yes, sir. There's no structure, no organization with these brothers. So how can ones that are supposed to be structured and organized succumb to ones who have no structure? That's crazy. That's crazy. That's like a scattered pack of hyenas who are not getting along, overcoming and overwhelming a pack of lions and lionesses who got it together. It's just not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
You know, you get ate alive.
They will get toe up. They'll get toe up. So all ones got to do is come together. That's all it takes. It's all it takes. And ones have to censor and pay attention to the type of music that you got your kids listening to. One of the things, one of the most dumbest things I've ever seen, I stopped listening to the radio. I do not listen to the radio right now. Is Power 92. You draw Chicago, put the guns down. Stop the violence, put the guns down. And as soon as that message is delivered, they throw on Chief Keef a little dirt.
Yeah.
As soon as they make that, as soon as they make that message, they throw on Chief Keef a little dirt. You draw? The devil loves to play games right in front of your face. Right in front of your face. He lied to you in front of your face. And that's what these stations and these... Go ahead, brother.
You see, brother, that's a demonstration with self. Those are the ones I'm speaking of about self. See, that's self-preservation. That's so you can do and get what you want to get. It's not for the many. It's not it's not to be prosperous. It's not to aid the many. They do that to aid self. And see, what we talk about is being the message that we bring. The prophet Elihu says, who should you study? You study thyself and not thy lower self. Allah is our higher self. If you be the message that you bring, you walk upright, independent, brother. Those other brothers and sisters see that, and they see that you are clean and that you are pure. You're not defiling the body. You know, you're not disrespecting the wife, brother, okay? You're not in the streets with the drugs and everything. You are working hard for what you got. You understand? There's some brothers and sisters that will want to mimic that. You see, brothers and sisters see you reading. They see you. They see what you're reading. They want to read that too because they want to get that same feeling, that same glow. Because you'll walk with that glow. If you walk with a lie, brother, you walk with a glow. And the rest of them want that glow. You know, when you speak the truth, the Holy Breath will never change or pass away. Ones will hear the Holy Breath because that's the Father speaking. So they're going to follow that. But if you, but if you're full of folly, and you out there and you speaking, and they see that you out, that you call yourself speaking the truth, but you walk on a crooked line, then you won't get any results. We're going to continue to get what we got right now.
Yeah, I follow that there, man. I see we got another caller from 682-706. I don't know if you got anything you want to chime in and speak on, but you do have the floor.
Is that 682-706? Hello? You hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, this is G Sharp Bay. I've been listening. I can only speak from experience. Born and raised on the west side of Chicago, raised in the midst of an organization, and in the midst of all that, it led me into a downward spiral that eventually led me to be incarcerated by the Federal Bureau of Prisons. I've been home for 2 years after doing 19 years, 8 months. And the whole time was everybody was going to say that you're going to lose. The odds are stacked up against you. The first thing I did was realize that the responsibility starts with self. And I decided at that point that I needed to do something different with my own life. The first thing I did was go back to school. That's the first thing I did. And I learned that through education actually opened up a broader spectrum of my mind, supported by my spiritual faith, and that spiritual faith being the Moorish Science Temple of America, because it gave me a sense of responsibility, not only to myself, but to my family and community. And to speed things up, to get to the point that I want to make, because everybody's saying, what does it take to get these brothers, because they're hungry. The fact remains is that we do things because we think they're difficult. We do things because we think that we're going to fail, because we've been taught that we're going to fail. When I came home and went to that halfway, federal halfway house, every employee, case manager, counselor, and director of facility felt the fact that since I was a known gang leader, been gone almost 20 years, that I was going to be the first one shipped back to the USP. They had odds and bets against me, just like they got odds and bets against the young brothers and sisters in the community, that they're not going to strive for nothing greater than what they see before them. See, when you put something in front of an individual that they can strive for something that's beyond their community, beyond their neighborhood, and you can get them a visual image of that, then they start to believe inside themselves that there can be a change. But that change has to start with self, the individual that looks back at you in the mirror every day. And I got that foundation from the Moore Science Temple of America and education, because it opened me up to a broader responsibility. It opened me up to a broader spectrum of life. It was hard going job to job, being denied. No, you just came home. You don't. Matter of fact, we don't even want to give you a job. One job told me, man, you're still in the halfway house. So the doors kept shutting. But the point was is that I've never allowed my resolve to be weakened, because I knew the consequences of my actions. Again, the consequences of my actions only led back to the path of penitentiary or death. So I turned around and kept striving, filling out applications, knocking on these doors, filling out applications, knocking at these doors. It was hard because I got to feed my family. They looking at me for responsibility. But eventually, somebody opened the door. When they opened the door, I was able to give them something in an intelligent tone and represent myself not as a gang member, not as a gang leader, not as just a simple dude from the streets with no common sense, but I was able to represent myself as a man the way these organizations originally wanted us to represent ourselves. And I was able to get in. And since I was able to get in, I represented myself, and I'm still there. And that has led to being other doors being opened. You know, so when people look at what's going on, it takes the responsibility of men who have succeeded to go before these young brothers and say, look, and I tell these young brothers every day, look where I was at. Look how I was raised in the same midst on how y'all was raised. But in order for y'all to want something greater, you have to want it. Can't nobody want it for you. We got to stop blaming the government. We got to stop blaming the Europeans for every situation we put ourselves in. Because at the end of the day, like I said last week when I called in, I said a game cannot be played without players. We know what the game is. We know that things been stacked up against us. We know things been stacked up against us. We know this because teachers before us have taught us this. But it's our responsibility to pick those lessons up and say, okay, I finally hear you. I finally get it. No, it's not going to be easy. And it starts with self, and then it starts with the home. It starts without being in the community. Because I'm being honest. If we don't tell our, if we don't turn around and tell our kids to strive to be, you know, to be different things in society, then they're going to continue to be influenced by these rappers. Because these rappers ain't telling the truth. These rappers ain't telling the truth. They lying. Most of them. Because if they did half the things they did, they would be where I just came from.
True that.
You know.
Real. Not to cut you off, we got a caller from 215. I'm going to go ahead and take real quick. 215, just for the listeners, let everybody know who you're calling from and who you are.
Yeah, it's your boy DC, man. You know, I'm in the building. Straight out of Trent, stand up. First fan, we in the building. Hey, you know how deep it really gets? You know, like, we talk about, you know, the rap music and whatever like that, but it's the minds of the individuals and their thinking pattern, you know what I'm saying, which they let influence them to believe that what these guys are saying is real. So, you know, one of the brothers was on here speaking, and he said something about cycles. Every generation has achieved key cycles. So where that means the cycle is a problem. So let's break the cycle. That's the solution. You know what I'm saying? But how do we break the solution? Our thinking levels, the patterns, what we believe is real, you know what I'm saying? It's not real. Hey, look, I got a shirt when he was talking about at the beginning of the show. You know what I'm saying? It says, dope and coke, all American imports, 1776. I mean, you know what I mean? The bigger picture is, you know what I'm saying, we just a product, you know what I mean, of a system, you feel me, that's designed for us to fail. You know what I'm saying? If we see it beyond colors, racial, you know what I'm saying, it's about the king over the subject. I try to tell people all the time, you know what I'm saying, if you was a dog breeder and you got three breeds of dogs in your yard, you can make, you can mate them, you can fight them, you can do anything you want with them. But you the master, you brought them to this yard for whatever purpose you chose to bring them to, right? It's the bigger picture. You feel me? It's a whole situation being played on us as an American people, period, whether we black or white when you really see it. You feel me? So it's more courthouse and jails, right? Because it's less learning facilities. We don't want you motherfuckers to think. We want you to keep doing the dumb shit. We're going to help the media promote you to the highest level, and you generate, your kids going to believe this shit is real. You know, I seen a motherfucker today, right? They came to me and they was trying to give me a government phone for free. And I said, hold up, excuse me, nothing is for fucking free. He said, no, it's for free. And I'm saying, if you qualify, if I fucking qualify, hold the fuck up. You feel me? I said, why won't you go to this other section, MIC, from Trent? I said, go to this other section and solicit that. She said, no, because people over there can buy a phone. So that means that you look at our people, we can't buy a motherfucking phone, so you want to give us some. First of all, ain't nothing for fucking free. You want to listen to what the fuck we saying and see how we think. That's how they continue to control us, you know what I mean? Because they're using the social media devices to track your thinking pattern. And they control it. You feel me? So the music, yeah. If a motherfucker see that, excuse my language, I don't know who listen, but if somebody see that this is making money and they trying to get out of the street and everybody listen to it, they going to make money off because they got a group of people on that level. That's the mind state of the people.
It's a little bit of feedback.
Yeah, what I would like is to pardon the body. Is the network with the princess and the grand sheik that was speaking, brothers, because we really do need to work diligently. We really do need to work harder, and we need to show that we do have unity and show that we have unity and show these little brothers and sisters that the unity we have comes from love and hard work. There's nothing easy out there. And see, they want the easy route. And they think that doing evil deeds to get them those gym shoes, those cars, and those big rims. And we need to show them that that's not the way that you want to go.
I'm going to go around the room again. And I don't know if anybody got anything they want to say real quick, man. My board is kind of freezing on everybody.
I got this.
So I apologize for that. But I want to go back to Brother Bayel again, if he's still present with it.
Yeah, my brother.
Bayel. 24227.
Yeah, I think we'll probably lost some. I'm going to go back to the brother from the 309 area called 428. And, Sandra, all you guys' mics are on. Like, you know, everybody that was speaking presently, y'all mics are on.
Oh, okay. Well, there's a couple things that I do need to speak about. I wanted to bring up something that we got going on August 7th. It'll be August 7th, 11 a.m. Everybody, we're going to do a protest at the federal building at 219 South Dearborn. Like I said, mm-hmm. That's going to be August 7th at 11 a.m. It's going to protest because of the treatment of our supermax federal inmates, such as our beloved Imam Abdul Malik. No longer is getting his mail. He's not getting his phone calls. He's not getting his visits. So this is going to go right into with the protest that we're going to have August 7th at 11 a.m. downtown Chicago at on Dearborn. We really need to start standing together because they're really mistreating our people with inside. It seems like our community will call out somebody's name, chief this, chief that, but I don't see you down there marching with us when they're mistreating him. He's not, you know, he's being cheated out of his religious. You know, he's not getting the things that he needs. He should be able to get his mail. You know,
our brother need our aid. Yes, sir.
Yes, and I feel,
yes,
you know, if you're going to be calling out his name, and I see these hats popping up, and I see these shirts popping up, and
yes,
you're
sir.
Making money off the chief, but you can't even walk in a line and protest for him and his rights,
yes,
you know,
sir.
And this is really starting to get to me, and that's why I'm asking our people, you know, don't just holler chief's name. He
yes,
can't
sir.
Hear you. He cannot hear you. You know, but if you get up there and march for him, then you're going to be able, he might be able to hear us.
Yes, sir. And just so you know who we are, Princess, we went from General Muhammad to Muhammad Smith Bay, 54th and Halsey, sir. We grew up with Fred Hampton Jr., and we grew up, you know, with the young prince.
Yes.
And we'll be glad to see him back out here with us again.
Yes, yes, truly. And that's, you know, that's the one thing I truly wanted to address. You know, we are having this march. I can't stress it enough. It's August 7th,
yes,
11 a.m. in the morning. You know, and it's 219 South Dearborn, so nobody can say, well, I didn't know where it was. It's the federal building. It's the federal building. So, you know, I expect to see our people standing up. You know, go out there and protest his right. And it's not just his right. That he's not the only inmate that they do this to. They flex their authority. I mean, taking his freedom away is not enough. So now they want to take everything from him. You know, and if you truly love him like I do and many of my brothers
like I do,
that
yes,
I know,
sir.
Right, you know, all of these other ones that I hear just hollering out his name or making money off of his pictures, why don't you go up to that federal building and stand up for him?
What Chief needs no chaos. He needs peace. He needs righteous
yes.
Muslims on his side. He needs righteous
right.
brothers who are working hard on his side. And free our brother, free our chief.
Yes, yes, exactly.
That's what our chief needs. Not these brothers out here killing each other with this chaos.
No, thank you for addressing that. No, I don't want to see any little gangbangers, because one,
that's right.
If you're gangbanging, you're disrespecting
you're
him on
you.
Top.
That's right.
Right.
You're not with Chief. If you're gangbanging, you're not part and parcel.
No.
No, you're not part and parcel. We need upright, peaceful Muslims. We need
two brothers and sisters. Thank you, my brother. Anybody else want to
speak?
All
right.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you got the floor, brother.
I'm Mayor Remy Red. Peace and blessings, brothers and sisters out there. You know, the demonstration was about, you know, this today's music and these kids. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. See, these cats are out here playing games. You see, because it ain't nothing, you know, all the music do is imitate you dead, what I'm saying, the lifestyle itself, you know, whether it's truth or falsehood, you know. And, you know, these other cats out here, you did, these older cats in our age group, you did, they ain't doing nothing to try to, you did, what I'm saying, stop what's going on out there. It's no longer about stars and colors, it's about territory and drugs. You see, taking healthy neighborhoods, you did, what I'm saying, like Terrortown, for instance, you did, what I'm saying. That used to be a middle class, an upper middle class neighborhood. Now you did what I'm saying, it's slowly but surely turning into a ghetto. You see, and it's not, you did what I'm saying, because of the peoples that's around there, you did. It's because of the drug dealers that's around there. You see, they set the tone and the pace for everything. And I reassure you, you did, we didn't want, you did, a certain crowd of people in the neighborhood once upon a time, they wasn't going to be in that neighborhood. You see what I'm saying? But you dig what I'm saying? The way the drugs and things going on now, you dig what I'm saying? They're tearing everything up. You know, this is where all the problems, you dig what I'm saying, begin. And then these brothers out here, you dig what I'm saying? They preaching this and preaching that, you dig? And they about this and they about that, you dig what I'm saying? A lot of these cats, you dig what I'm saying, they ain't even trying to help the cause. You dig what I'm saying? They just talking, you dig what I'm saying, and that's that. You see what I'm saying? You know, these brothers got to set examples to begin with. You know, I done heard brothers, you did, I look on the internet sometimes, you did, see these brothers talking about the white man this and the white man that, you did this and that and the other. Without the white man, most of these cats wouldn't even have no damn job. You see what I'm saying? You know, be lucky that they got that much. You got to start from somewhere. You see what I'm saying? You know, true, you did, the slavery thing you did, that was a major impact you did and all this, but it ain't about that neither. You did what I'm saying? You know, these kids, you did, basically, you did, don't go, you did what I'm saying, where they will and do what they want, you dig, if the parents ain't there for them. Sometimes you got to step out the inner circle, you dig, I mean, you got to step out that inner circle, you dig what I'm saying, and look back, you dig, to see what damage you doing, you see. You know, my daughter, you dig, she went, you dig what I'm saying, to the university for a couple of years, you know. I didn't achieve, you did, a nice little small home, you dig what I'm saying, and I'm feeling comfortable about myself, you dig, and I come up in these streets, come from 63rd and Kenwood, you dig what I'm saying, 75th and Kingston, you dig, and all around that area, 83rd, you dig what I'm saying, used to hang out at the rink, but then you dig what I'm saying, I had to step out of the inner circle, you dig what I'm saying, and see what damage I was putting in, you see, you know, it's like you dig what I'm saying. If these ones just stop, you dig what I'm saying, and realize what they doing, you dig, sneaking and selling drugs, sneaking and using drugs, you dig what I'm saying, allowing all these here liquor stores on the block and all that. See, that's what you got aldermen for, you see. You know, that's why, you dig what I'm saying, you got to take, you dig what I'm saying, and go check the alderman, make him think his job in jeopardy, you dig what I'm saying. And if he don't want to act right, you dig, then you got the feds, you dig, to report to alderman. However that may go on that level, you see what I'm saying. But, you dig what I'm saying, the chain of command is paperwork. You see, you can go out all day and holler and scream, you dig, this ain't fair, this ain't right, you dig. Tear up as many stores as you want to, you dig what I'm saying. All it is proving, you dig what I'm saying, what they talking about us is true. You see, that's all that's doing. You see what I'm saying? They got to get the paperwork in. Get somebody to really know the law. You dig what I'm saying? Not somebody, you dig, that has sat back and read a book, you dig, and think they're a lawyer now. You know, And then they need to go out there, you dig what I'm saying, get rid of some of these liquor stores. Because without the liquor stores, you dig, ain't going to be no crowds. Ain't no reason to go hang around if you can't buy no liquor. Look at 75th Street, for instance. There ain't no liquor stores on 75th Street no more, you dig what I'm saying. So you don't see no crowds up there at night, you know what I'm saying. But you go further back towards 79th, you dig what I'm saying, now the crowds started opening up. You see what I'm saying, you know. That's because of all that stuff there, you know. A lot of these brothers and sisters, you dig what I'm saying, are in a position, you dig what I'm saying, where they could stop a lot of stuff that go on in these neighborhoods. But do they? Nope. You know what I'm saying? Why? I don't know. You dig what I'm saying? You know, all they got to do is just get a word, you dig, and a lot of stuff will stop. You see what I'm saying? All they got to do is just stop and visit these here blocks and talk to these brothers on these blocks. You dig what I'm saying? And they can get a major understanding about it like they used to do back in the 80s. You see, if it was a problem, you dig what I'm saying, they got reported, you dig what I'm saying. And the old man, you dig what I'm saying, sent somebody out, you dig, to deal with it. Once they came through and told you, dig, hey, you need to stop this here, or we ain't going to tolerate this here, usually it's over with. You see what I'm saying? Now it's like they're just running wild out there. Hello?
Yeah, could I break in? I need to let my DJ Chill know we also have Rasheem Ford, who's been waiting on the line, too, and he's got a few things to say.
Okay, we just got to find out who he is. What number would he be calling there from?
All right.
Well, I'm calling him.
Yeah, he's 870. Your microphone is on, brother. Well, I'm doing kind of, brother. I was listening in for a while, and I had to rush my work schedule, so pardon the body. But I do dig what you're saying, brother. But if one is not actually pulling these younger individuals in and not practically making them go to service, but enlightening their mind to want to do this on this holy day, so they could have that extra off about this, to see that positive note, wanted to go to service, not like it's a job, not like it's something that you have to do, not like it's a necessity of your life. This is something that you got to want this. You got to need this. You got to be able to involve this into your lifestyle. You don't want to try to make this like, oh, I'm drug into this, but this is going to be my way of survival. This is how I'm going to survive, because I could go out here on 75th or 63rd or anywhere else, or on Halstead or anything else, and slap fives with anyone. That ain't what we're going to be about, and that's not what we're about. But then also peeked in to one of the brothers. He was speaking on certain individuals on how to, on a job situation. Like, again, I just said, I just ended up rushing my job. I just told some of the guys, hey, y'all finna have to get off my railroad track, because I got to get on right now. At this moment, I have to get on. I only have a couple more seconds. So, and that same token, it's hard for younger individuals to see a positive light when there is no one there sitting that mold for them. There's no one that they can look up to. So if you have this, these procedures inside of you, there's no point of just holding it in, and that's like being selfish to yourself. There's no point of just walking past this brother. You seeing this younger brother, and you knowing that he's going to go out, and he's going to have somebody walk into that L store for him, and buy him liquor so they could go get into some other folliness. There's no point when you can have him on that same holy day, pull him in, hey, look, yeah, we'll do that in a minute. After he get done with that service, he ain't even going to, his mind going to be, they're young. Now they're at that mode to like the one brother said, that as soon as they get off the radio, they listen to Chief Keith and Lil Durk. That's what they're looking up to. So if you got an individual that's willing to drag them in here, hey, come on, man, you can follow me. You can sit right here and example and watch how we rotate. because you also have to lead by their example. They can't see you walk into that liquor store and be like, oh, man, that's the same brother that drug me into here. So I'm going to end up like kind of like how he is in another 20 more years. That's not the drawing. That's not the message we're going to have to bring. We do need those more doctors and lawyers and more congressmen. And these younger individuals have all the power. They have all the knowledge. I know some brothers that, you know, not to talk down or anything, but an iPhone or something that's dealing with computers, they don't even want to touch it. But when these younger kids, I know a 17-year-old right now that's making almost $5,000 a week off of creating websites. And he's right now listening to this radio show. He's in tune with everything that's going on because he has uplifted. But so if we just have that one, he's going to tell his other friends, which there could be another crowd of 20 or 10. I don't care if it's 5 or 3. But once you take it from there, and then you keep going. You will keep going until our voices will be heard. And I hope all that's on this radio station, if you can, be able to go downtown Chicago. Because, number one, do need to be free. His letters do need to come through.
Yes, sir. My chief needs to be right here. He is the message that he brings, and he's teaching righteous and love.
Yes.
In that
yes.
Same,
he
in that
is
same
the one
order,
that...
But in that same order of it, cannot send those letters in the improper fragments. You cannot do that because that's why they disqualified it, because they sitting there like he's getting gaining too much power. Because certain individuals are sending messages, throwing up the fire or talking about Blackstone this and Blackstone that. You cannot send messages in that order.
Can I also address something? I've also been noticing on the internet. Now, I do know our beloved chief has asked people to stop putting pictures up of him and the patches and everything. Now, if anybody's out there listening, if you have them up on your pages, please take them down, because every time I catch it, I'm in your inbox. So, you know, he is not a gang leader. Let's get this, because I'm seeing our beloved chief with his pictures surrounded around a bunch of gang-affiliated other pictures. That is not what he represents.
That only hurts him, and it makes us look. That's what they want to see. That's what gives them that glorification, so they're able to hold him still.
Yes, yes. I'll see a picture of him in a red rag right beside him. I have never seen him with a red rag on his head, in his pocket, or anywhere near him. So can y'all please, if you're listening, take them down.
That's the pictures that sat there and photoshopped some.
Yes.
if,
you know,
if everybody on this phone, I feel like it's part and parcel.
Yes,
so,
sir.
If you do know, yes. Chief, do not take pictures. Number one, there's not a man of pictures of he's not. That's not his thing. He's not a cameraman. Like, we out here, we take a little selfie or something, you know, we chilling on a beach. Or that's not his. That's not number one thing. You don't want to be captured by any image of no other man.
Yes, sir. Now, if I seen a picture of Chief with his fez and his Circle 7, then I'm going to honor that. He's praying.
Yeah.
He's being faithful to Allah. Okay, right. But this other demonstration that we're seeing, because I am a general, these other demonstrations that we're seeing is out of order. And we tend
Thank
to
you.
That in the proper fashion every time we catch it.
Thank you.
Oh, hold on real quick.
Fight. I'm like, wait a minute. I said it on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they say. It says, WHOA, this is a dangerous site. Are you sure you want to proceed? You know, I'm like, heck, you know.
Hello, you can? I'm sorry. Hello?
Yeah, are we still on air?
No, we still on. We got about 5 more minutes.
Oh, okay, well, like I said, for anybody that missed it, August 7th, 11 o'clock in the morning, be down at the Federal Building, 219 South Dearborn. Please be down there and support him. You know, I hear all of y'all talking on Facebook about him, so... let me see you down there supporting him. Don't come down there with no radical stuff, because that's not what we're about. We're about the five principles.
Yes, sir. We're a peaceful tribe.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, I appreciate everybody coming on. Again, you know, we're going to be back next Tuesday for those who just tuned in. If I don't know what's going on, you know what I mean? If you're just tuning in, you don't know what's going on, you missed the show, you can go ahead and download it on our app, First Fan Radio on Google Play. That's 1ST FAM Radio. And we appreciate everybody coming on.
Peace and blessings to my brothers and sisters out there.
First Fam West Radio with Mr. Illustrate and DJ Chuck Massacre.